Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I will not wear the mask.
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 I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above
all. Rise up, O judge of the earth. Render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, triumph?
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of
His hate the work of those who fall away.
With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall stand.
On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmony sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will
you
triumph in the works of your
hand. Are on high forevermore. For behold, enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
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 And with that, good morning or good afternoon. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. All of you out there who are Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers here in the house, and anybody else I may have missed to the Sons of Liberty radio show. Here in the afternoon on GCN, yes, I'm filling in for Bradley. I'm Tim Brown. Come to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. The editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us here this afternoon. Bradley and his family are obviously traveling. They're planning on getting into Wisconsin, and they're going to be doing that are speaking at the Constitution Party's event sometime tomorrow after the radio show. So he's going to do the radio show tomorrow. You got him for 2 hours, and he'll do that. And then after that, he's going to do the speaking engagement. Some of you have asked, are we going to cover that? Well, I pitched it to him. I'm waiting to hear back from him. So if we're going to do that, I'll be glad to sit in for however long that speech is. Sometimes his speeches are short. If it's just a speech, sometimes if it's a presentation, it's much longer. So lots to look forward to tomorrow, including 8 a.m. with Kate Shimarani at Winston Churchill's house. Okay, so you don't want to miss that. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and also SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of GCN and you would like to watch the video portion of the radio show, that's right, you can see the face that's made for radio. You can scroll over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. go down on the right side of the page, and we are streaming live right there. You can click on that, enlarge it. You can click on the platform and join us in the chat room. Love you guys, too. Thank you for all the kind words that you have to say. I appreciate you so much, and there's so many more of you in the afternoon. I guess people are awake in the afternoon. It's great to see everybody in the chat room. We got a great show coming your way here today. But you can click on that. If you missed the show this morning with Dr. Jane Ruby, that is right under that. And we're going to piggyback off of that in the next segment when we bring our own Suzanne Hamner on, who is a contributor at sonsoflibertymedia.com and a nurse. And so we're going to piggyback on that. But if you missed that, boy, you want to talk about somebody that's right in line, has confirmed all the other things that we've had, doctors, nurses, medical professionals on the show to show you what's going on. She confirms all of that and then lays out some more bombshells. You don't want to miss that. Check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Right above that is a place where you can enter your email to subscribe to our email newsletter. Again, we don't spam you. We don't rent your email out. We don't sell your email to anybody. You get one email from us a day. And that includes the archives that I do, as well as the articles that Bradley puts out and our contributors like Suzanne as well. And then finally, we don't ask you for money, but you know what? It costs money to do the things we do. Internet, radio, being on the road, the expenses, they pile up. And so what we do is we let you know we have needs, and if you have the ability and you desire to support us, we would ask that you would do that. There's a button for a one-time donation. Also, the ability to partner with us monthly. There's a Son or Daughter of Liberty link at the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can click on that and set up and become one of those and support us in that. And then also, this week, I've been making mention of it. First of all, as many of you know, we've got the Rebellion of Tyrants is Obedience to God t-shirts. Those are available in the store. Those are the ones that you guys asked for. And I don't know why the store wants to do this in my browser, but it does. And sometimes I have to redo it again. So, but this week, as you can see, it just happened there. This week, we're offering the Cowards Will Not Preserve the Republic t-shirt. This has the famous slogan by Elmer Davis, "This Republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it." Now, this week only, it's a multitude of colors. I think we got like 10 colors in there, or 11, something like that. We've got quite a 10 different colors of t-shirts that you can choose from, different sizes. I think they go up to XXL. If you get one of these shirts or you get multiples of them, when you check out, use the promo code REPUBLIC10, Republic and the number 10, all one word, and you'll get 10% off of these t-shirts. Get as many as you want. You get 10% off of each of these particular t-shirts, and there's lots other stuff in the store as well. Now, if you want to call in, be happy to take your call. We're going to bring Suzanne on in just a minute on the other side of the and the start of the second segment here. But if you want to call in, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, and we'll be happy to take your call. It's always good to hear from you guys when you do call in. But man, there is lots that is coming out, and here's the thing. I thought it interesting that Dr. Jane said this morning. Now, here's a woman who, you know, she's just kind of looked at the research. She said she's not an investigative journalist or any of this kind of stuff. And yet she's gone to the trouble of looking in all of the stuff that's going on. And she's pointing out what's happening. And she's come to the conclusion there is no threshold of deaths or injuries that's going to make these criminals stop pushing this injection. And now we're seeing the door-to-door. Now we're hearing about the military in certain spots in the United States being used in those places. I don't know what they're going to do. But, boy, we got to do something, folks. We got to take a stand, and we got to push them back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side with Suzanne Hamner. Hang on.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to join us and you want to stick to the topic that we're talking about, you know, there's a new report that's out, comes out of Spain, and we were hitting on that a little this morning with Dr. Jane. And as we did, we made mention of the fact that Suzanne was on top of this as well. And I want to welcome back to the Sons of Liberty on the radio show, Suzanne Hamner. Hey, Suzanne, how are you?
Good, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, too. And, guys, just bear with me. I'm running a new thing. We've got a little box here that allows us to connect differently where I can play the videos. I can do all that. But some of the stuff seems to run a little hot here. And I've got everything turned down as much as I can for Suzanne. So if she's a little bit light on the video side, you'll know why. I'm trying to do that. Suzanne, you got to see the interview this morning with Dr. Jane. What did you think about what she had to say?
I think she's spot on. I think she's spot on. The research that I did when I first saw that video, I immediately did a search to look at graphene oxide. So I mean, there's a ton of information out there. And one of the documents that I pulled up that I used in the article to piggyback off of what she said, if you look in that article, it goes step by step, and this is not a news article, it is a scientific paper. If you look at it and you go step by step, it talks about the blood-brain barrier, it talks about the blood-placental barrier and what can happen when you have this toxin in your system.
Okay, all right, and she coming at this from her perspective of what she's put out and reading the document, and I think you've pulled up some documents too. We're going to show people some of this in just a little bit, but you guys are both coming kind of to the same conclusion Do you want to elaborate on what drove this? Because you've got an article out, and people can see this at sunslibertymedia.com. I'll drop it in the chat here in just a bit. Scientists in Spain analyzed the Pfizer injection contents, and the ingredients are more than disturbing. Tell us what all they found. There was this graphene oxide, and if you would, you know, Dr. Jane explained that this morning, but would you take for the audience and kind of explain to them what that is and what it does?
Graphene oxide is a derivative of graphene, and people equate it to like the graphite in a pencil. It's a derivative of that. It has a lot of uses. It has mechanical uses, electrical conductive uses. They use it also in injections, believe it or not. And I did find an article that equated the graphene oxide in a hydrogel. So it's basically a sheet of and it's nanometers and very, very thin. You have to look at it under an electron microscope, but it has to be encased, and it is part of a lipid nanoparticle, or can be.
Okay, and one of your questions was, could these things be combined together with a separate? She didn't have an answer for that just yet. But can you tell us how they came to this conclusion? What was their intent? These guys had gotten a vial of the Pfizer injection, and I believe she's also reported that they have obtained a vial of the AstraZeneca as well, and both of these have this substance in them that's really bad for you, right?
That is correct, yes. It is toxic to humans. It's also toxic to animals. And it's never been used in humans, as she said this morning. And the trials that they have done on the animals, they have come up with all sorts of ailments, bleeding, cancers, immune problems. So it's all contained in the document that I sent you over today.
Okay. All right. I want to take a look at some of that stuff, and we'll do that as the hour progresses. But here's one of the things, and in case people didn't see it, I have archived the show from this morning, so you guys can pick it up at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'll drop it in the chat in just a minute. But Dr. Jane Ruby, there is no threshold of death or injury that will stop these shots. She's convinced of that, and she's only been convinced of that over the past few months because of what she's seeing. And she said it is really frightening because they're just allowing it to go on. They stopped the test previously after they had killed after all the ferrets died and the coronavirus test. Then they did another one with beagles, and she said they stopped that one after six beagles. And so here we are. We're still doing it. This is the stuff we're talking about. The picture is here. Again, you can see it at sunslibertymedia.com. And what I'm going to try to do is blow this up just a little bit. This is the oxide. Excuse me. What's the stuff we're talking about?
Graphene oxide.
I'm trying to think of that word. Graphene oxide. This is the images that that she received, and so that people can see what she was talking about this morning. This is the stuff that you're talking about in the paper here that the guys in Spain had come up with. Now, she's also provided this report, and I think, Lynn, did you say that you had this report or you were looking for this report?
Oh, I had this report.
Okay, you had this one. Okay, so we've got it there for people so they can check it out themselves. This is what we're conveying each time. We put this in here for those of you who have questions about it, and you say, well, I think you guys are just crazy. Our government wouldn't do this. And, of course, if you're thinking like that, hopefully we can correct your thinking. We can get some repentance going on, the changing of mind, so that you think clearly based on history and the wickedness of men's heart. As Jeremiah says, who can know it? We can't even know our own hearts. So what actually did they find beside this graphene oxide? Was this the big thing? And what is such a big deal about this? Because you've said it's not supposed to be used in humans.
No, it isn't supposed to be used in humans. And the big deal about this is because it does cause... It causes illness. Some of the things that you see that we are seeing in individuals who have taken this injection, the blood clots, the bleeding, the neurological trauma, these are all what they found when they experimented on animals. they had some of the same things.
Okay. All right. Let's go into a little bit of what you've got in your particular report. And I want you to kind of just elaborate as to, one, how you found this. Because people say, okay, well, who is Suzanne Hamner? Give us a little of your background as to what would qualify you to write the article that you have and to say the things that you're saying right now.
I am a registered nurse. I am retired. I have been a registered nurse for over 30 years. I graduated from Georgia Baptist School of Nursing. That is the old diploma school where you really got the hard knocks education. I continued my education and became a forensic nurse, if anybody knows what that is. But in the meantime, I worked in the hospital setting, acute setting. I worked in oncology, emergency, ICU. I've worked in home health, hospice, and I was a state program specialist in the state of Georgia for the home health, hospice, and targeted case management programs for a number of years.
Okay. All right. So you're obviously qualified. What, when you got this report and you started looking at it, what were the things you were looking for, or what was the things that caught your attention? Obviously, the graphene oxide, if you want to elaborate more on that. And then were there other things within this report that really caught your attention?
Well, number one, graphene oxide, it wasn't anything I was really familiar with. And I said, what is graphene oxide? So, of course, you know, I do my little thing and I start researching. And you get a conglomerate of information. And one of it, I was looking for, okay, well, if this is in this injection, how does it get in there? How do you have to do it? And here's, you're showing the one where it's graphene oxide, where it's used for hydrogels. They're already using this. They're already using this in certain things. And they're not going to tell you they're using it, but it's there. They are using it. So I questioned, well, if this is in this injection, could it be that what some of this stuff that we are seeing could also be a possibility of graphene oxide toxicity? Is it possible? From what I read, it's plausible. So I would say it's possible. I don't have proof of that, but just from reading the documents that I have, I would say it's plausible to say that is a big possibility.
Now, Suzanne, we've had Dr. Carrie Madej on. We've also had Kate Shimrani, who have really push the idea of what these hydrogels are, because they say they hide what they really are behind another kind of name. Can you tell people? Well, I tell you what, we're going to come up on a break here in about 30 okay. seconds, or about 30 seconds we're going to start the music here. So keep this in mind, and I want you to kind of address this when we come back about what hydrogels are and what their purpose is in all of this and what it's doing to people when it enters their system, okay? So just hang on to that. And, guys, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back on the other side.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is signing an executive order that he says will promote competition in the American economy. Speaking at the White House, Biden says competition keeps the economy moving and growing.
I'm a proud capitalist. I spent most of my career representing the corporate state of Delaware. I know America can't succeed unless American business succeeds. But let me be very clear. Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation.
The death toll is up to 78 in the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade mayor saying 14 more victims have been found at the site in Surfside. The mayor adding that the search efforts are moved up with great urgency as 62 people are still unaccounted for. Search crews working in 12-hour shifts, 24 hours a day. You're listening to USA Radio News. New details are emerging regarding the assassination of the president of Haiti.
A 28-member hit squad, including 26 Colombians and two U.S. citizens, carried out the stunning assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, officials announced Thursday, adding that 17 have been detained, including the Americans. The Americans were ID'd as 35-year-old James Delagas of Fort Lauderdale and 55-year-old Joseph Vincent from the Miami area. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The CDC is expanding a nationwide recall of chicken products manufactured by Tyson Foods. On Thursday, the CDC adding another 500,000 pounds of product to the initial recall of over 8.4 million pounds. The CDC saying the chicken may be tainted with listeria and advised to not eat, serve, or sell the recalled products that include items like fully frozen chicken strips and fully cooked pizza with chicken. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Just want to let you guys know if you've tuned in looking for Bradley and his velvety voice for the radio, he and his family are traveling to Wisconsin. They're going to be in Wisconsin tomorrow and speaking at the Constitution Party event that they're having there. You don't want to miss that. And with that said, we're also broadcasting not only on GCN, but across a multitude of video platforms, including BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're right there on the front page. We're also on DLive.tv at The Sons of Liberty. We're on Cutting News TV on Roku and a ton of places. Facebook, we're still on there, believe it or not. So be sure to check us out on each of those places. Rumble, Sons of Liberty Radio Live. It's all one word. If you go there and you're looking for us, in their search bar, they've got a little arrow. You have to click on it. It's got for a basic search or for a channel. Choose a channel, put in Sons of Liberty Radio Live, and be sure to subscribe there. We'd love to have you follow us on each of these platforms. In case you ever miss us and you say, where yet? You can always go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, but we're also out on all of these as well. Now, with that said, let's get back to the topic at hand. And before I bring Suzanne back on, we've got a caller from Colorado, Sal. Sal, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, man.
Good afternoon to you both. I really enjoyed your show this morning with Dr. Ruby. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
These hydrogels are really dangerous. And if you go to, say, YouTube and look up dancing hydrogels, they think they're intelligent. They gather in the around the brain and the heart, and they're one of the many things that are certainly causing illness and probably death in these people that should know better than to just believe what the mainstream media says.
Yeah, we actually took and showed some video when we had Dr. Kerry Madej on the first time, and we were showing what they did. There was a 2 or 3 minute video I had that showed people how these things actually operate, and it's interesting because it all goes back to that thing, HAARP, as to how they can be controlled within the person's body. It's really, I mean, we're talking about some creepy science fiction that's not fiction anymore. It's science nonfiction that we're engaged in right now, Sal.
I'm going to leave you with one quote before I let you all continue.
Okay.
Sophia Smallstorm had this question for everyone. Would you donate your body to science while you're still alive?
I think people who do that are just opening themselves up for trouble, to be honest. And my kids recently went, and one of them, they were getting a permit, a driving permit, and they asked him, "You want to be an organ donor?" And I'm like, absolutely not. Because what you do is you open yourself up for the wickedness of man. You know, no matter how good intentions start, the wickedness of man will see, oh, there's some dollar signs to be got here from letting this person die if they're pretty close instead of trying to save them. And don't tell me it doesn't happen, people. We all know better, okay? So, Sal, we appreciate your call. Thank you very much. And Joni, let's get back to the topic at hand here. And here's one of the things I want to bring up. This is something you sent me. This is from the Associated Press. This was put out yesterday. I guess they have to have the Mockingbird media, the corporate-owned media, the same corporate-owned media that are selling you these drugs. All right. The Bible tells us in Revelation 18:23 that the nations are deceived by their sorceries, their pharmakia, their drugs. All right. And here they come along. They've been pimping out the drugs. Associated Press no doubt gets some ad money, just like the corporate-owned Mockingbird Media, to pimp the drugs. And here they go. Pfizer vaccine does not contain graphene oxide. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on here in the Associated Press article?
Yeah, this is a hit piece. This is a hit piece against Dr. Ruby. And that hit 24 hours just about after her interview initially with Stu Peters. That's where I found her interview, was with Stu Peters. And it didn't even take 24 hours for them to jump all over it and try to discredit her. But the research that I did, this is all plausible, it's all possible, and I don't see that the documents from Spain are wrong. I mean, if they're wrong, then I don't see how. If anybody can show me how, fine. I just don't see how they're wrong. But if you noticed in that article, they got the I want to say it was a science manager, the senior manager of science media relations, Kit Longley, what's his name, and to come out and say, oh yeah, there's that graphene oxide in here. Then they went to Alan Myers at MIT, and he's a professor of chemical engineering. He says, oh yeah, you know, it's not on the ingredient list, so if it's not on the ingredient list, it's not there. Well, let me just remind everybody of this. They didn't tell anyone that RMPV was in the Salk polio injection. They didn't tell you that. They didn't tell you that SV40 has been found in injections either. None of those are on the ingredient list, but they found them in other vaccines. This is not a vaccine, but they found it in other vaccines. And if you'll remember when we did the show and I talked about Gardasil and we talked about RMPV, which is rhesus monkey papillomavirus, so that somehow got into the Salk injectable polio vaccine.
Okay.
So
right.
They didn't tell anybody that was in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's just take and show people this. And then what I want to do is the Associated Press says it's not in the ingredients. Okay. But I'm going to show people probably after the break, because I didn't have this pulled up, but it just hit me because of what Dr. Jane said today when we had the pharmacist in Florida come out and show people the insert that's supposed to contain the ingredients, a lot of information in it, and it's not like a little pamphlet or a paper. It's when you unfold it, it was, I don't know, it looked like it was about 2 or 3 feet wide and about 2 feet long. I mean, it was a big piece of paper, and it said intentionally left blank.
That's
true.
And
there was nothing
on it.
Go ahead.
But what I think the AP article talked about is they sent this fact sheet for recipients and caregivers, if you can see that. This
okay.
is the fact sheet.
I can't see it because it went a little blurry.
Yeah, this is what they supposedly hand out to people who are getting this injection. And it's really interesting because right down at the bottom of the first page, it just says, the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, but remember, this is not a vaccine, not in any medical definition, is an unapproved vaccine that may prevent COVID-19. There is no FDA-approved vaccine to prevent COVID-19. I'll tell you that right on the first page. Right on the first page.
Well, now, let's ask this question. Since you read that, and that's what the AP is putting out, mm-hmm. has the AP, as far as you know, ever included that phrase, this does not prevent COVID-19 in any of the reports? I've never seen a Mockingbird media outlet do that.
No media has ever done that. They keep calling them safe and effective.
Yep.
They say they've been... they'll use a play on words, and instead of they'll get around, they have authorized, the FDA has authorized this drug. I'm just going to call it a drug. It's not a vaccine. They've authorized this injection. And when people here are authorized, they think the same thing as approval, and that's not necessarily the case. They always leave out emergency use.
Yes.
Before that.
Yeah, but even in an emergency use, man, you're taking a real risk here by something that says right off the bat, it's in the paper that you just read, and we'll try to get that from you so we can put it in the archive of the show this afternoon. But if it's telling you that it doesn't prevent it, then what's the point of using it? I mean, that's the obvious question, isn't it?
It is the obvious question, and nobody can figure that out. We've been asking this question forever. Why do you need this particular substance to be injected into you when we've all heard it is a 99.9 whatever percent survival rate? There's no need to have something like this for that high of a survival rate.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, we go back to both the Bible and the Constitution in this because, again, we're using those to not to see who's on the right or the left, who's a Republican, Democrat, a conservative or liberal, any of this stuff. We're trying to see who's on the straight and narrow. And I got to tell you, Suzanne, I don't even know where the Constitution, if you want to challenge me, anybody listening, be happy to hear what you got to say, but give me article, section, and clause, or give me the chapter and verse number in the scripture that says it's okay for government to have jurisdiction over our health. We don't see that anywhere in scripture. I mean, we really don't see that. Not for the state to do those things. In fact, the Constitution is very limited in what authority we've given to our representatives in D.C., and that includes the bureaucrats that may work for them or even been set up unconstitutionally. I think every federal agency that's been set up is unconstitutional because they all claim to be some kind of a law enforcement, whatever they are. And what we find is that the people are supposed to be enforcing the law. And I think that's why the people are frustrated, is because they've not been able to enforce the law. They haven't been able to get justice. And the criminal elements in our government, both representatives and bureaucrats, who have come together to give this emergency use authorization, have done so conspiring together against the American people. Don't tell me that they're not doing it. There's obviously more than one person involved in this, and they're doing those kinds of things. Other side of the break, we'll have the final segment coming up. We're going to show you this out of the report and talk a little bit about what they're doing to deceive you. Remember, God is close to His people. Hide yourself in Him, and you won't have to worry about any of this. 1-866-582-9933. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
one 866 582 9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com is where you can find us. And, you know, Suzanne, one of the things that strikes me, and we'll finish up with this study here and show people what the study's showing. After all, the Associated Press aren't medical doctors. They're not scientists or any of that stuff. And so we know that they come out and they put out false information. They do. And one of the things that always strikes me is, and Dr. Jane mentioned it today, she said, I call them doctors or zombie doctors, those doctors that just keep repeating the same thing they hear in the media, the same thing they hear from the corrupt politicians. It's safe and effective. It's safe and effective. It's safe and effective. And we wonder, is anybody awake as to what's going on? And I think there are people who know what's going on, and they've done it purposely to the American people as well as the people of the world. But I'm reminded of a passage out of Romans chapter 11 where it says, or verses 7 and 8, it says, what then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And they had locked it in on themselves because they had rejected the God who had created them, the God who brought them out of Egypt, who gave them the law, told them to love him and to love their fellow man. And they had rejected that to the point that they rejected all his prophets. They had rejected even the Son of God, killing him. And I think of the leadership. The Bible talks about God bringing judgment by putting those who were
leaders in Israel, the judges, the kings, and such, in a state of a stupor, and it was part of the judgment. And I've got to tell you, I see a lot of that within those who represent the people of the 50 states and the United States of America, both in D.C. and the states. It's like they're in a stupor over what's going on. What say you?
I agree. I mean, I just can't understand how I can get this information. And I mean, I get it. Why can't everybody else get it? Why are people in the medical profession not getting this information? And I can only come up with two possibilities. Number one, they don't want to take the time to do it. Or number two, they're just doing what they are told and they know better. I mean, that's the only two reasons that I can think, because I can find this information. I don't know why anybody else in the medical profession, and there are some that are finding it, but I don't think most family practice physicians, of course, y'all, if you read the article about what happened to us, I was called a conspiracy theorist when I said it's experimental. I mean, I was just absolutely dismissed, treated horribly. But the PolitiFact article, that was another hit piece on Dr. Jane Ruby, that's the one that really has the tidbit in it that I think everyone needs to hear. And it was Dr. Rebecca Wirtz, who, because she said, she's the one that said that it's not on the list of ingredients that Pfizer provides to the patients, the caregivers, which is what I have. But what is interesting is another Pfizer spokesperson, and this was different, her name was Jerrica Pitts, said that graphene oxide is used in some vaccines. Not going to be, not has been, is used, present tense, but it's not used at Pfizer. So if it's not used at Pfizer, but we already know from the document it apparently is being used at Pfizer, who else is using this? How many vaccines is this particular substance in? Are we already giving this to our children? And how much harm is this causing?
Well, it's clear. We are doing that. Dr. Jane mentioned, and I'm showing people now by way of the video platforms, we already know the children have been set up. They were starting, I think it was 6 months to 2 years old. Then they wanted to go from 2 years old to, I think it was 15. They wanted to get approval to do that. And then what gets the most ridiculous is they want the children to determine for themselves whether or not they get the vaccine or they get the injections, because it's not a vaccine. And, yeah. You know, this is the report here, folks. This is where they're showing what's going on. Again, you can read this at sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's under the Dr. Jane Ruby article that we've got going on. Just scroll down. It'll be right there in the middle, and you click on that. This information is right there. You can pull it up. You can see. You can read it for yourself as to what they're doing. And they're also coming out on the AstraZeneca and saying the same thing. Now, I'm going to show in just a minute this video that we had of the lady who was a pharmacist down in Florida. And what I wanted to do, I've got to scroll through here a little bit because, again, I wasn't expecting to do it, and I meant to do it during the break, and I got distracted because the post office people came in. But here's, let me just show you, I want to bring this up and just show what we're talking about when the public's not been made aware of everything in these injections. And I'll just take you back just a little bit. This is a lady who is a pharmacist. She's going to show you exactly what's going on when you open up the insert for the injection. Here it is.
Educational expertise.
Let me see if I can bump it forward just a
second. Whether this is a liberty in your donating team to get a hold of this to see what they were going to put on the package insert. And of course, when we got them, look, they're blank, both sides. And what does it say?
Intentionally
blank. The other side. Intentionally blank.
All right, so I just wanted to bring that up because some people will say, oh, you guys are just making this stuff up. This is a pharmacist of many years. She quit her job because she believed that she was going to be engaging in genocide, and she basically said, I'm not going to be a part of this. I'm going to blow the whistle on this. It was pretty powerful, if you ask me.
Oh, definitely. And I mean, the handout that supposedly gets when you get the Pfizer injection, it does have a list of ingredients. It does. It's very limited, and you're like, that's all that's in there? Mm-hmm, sure. They're not going to tell you because most of these formulas are usually proprietary. And so they're not going to tell you everything that's in there. And we already know that there can be some cross-contamination. And I'm waiting for the chemical analysis to come out because I want to see if this graphene oxide is contained in that polyethylene glycol nanoparticle with the RNA, or whether it's separate or they're together, because it's got to be encased, according to the research that I have done, to get it into you so your immune system doesn't immediately attack it. But they're already using it for a biomedical drug delivery system, and that's through hydrogels. They're already using that. There was a resource that I sent you that showed it's already there in the hydrogel.
Yeah, we were showing that earlier, and mm-hmm. I wish we had. Boy, the time has flown here.
I know.
we're down to like a couple of minutes here, and I want to leave people with some hope, because it's not just enough to give some information that possibly can save somebody's life who might be thinking about this, to say, hey, look, like Dr. Jane said this morning, just wait. What are you in a hurry to go take the Depop shot for in the first place? Just wait. It's experimental. Resist it, reject it, and when they come to your door asking if you've been vaccinated, tell them it's none of their business and to get off your lawn. Okay? Tell them it's none of their business. They have no jurisdiction over this area. And we have the right to be secure in our homes, folks. That's the Fourth Amendment. It's been violated all over the place, but we have the right to be secure in our homes as well as in our bodies. And with that said, I want to just offer this. This is always my message of hope when it comes to this fear mind control programming that they're putting out. Now we got the variants that are coming out and all this nonsense that they're pushing. Here's what the Bible says. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from what? The noisome pestilence. He's going to deliver you from so that you won't be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flieth by day. Guys, there's nothing to fear except the Lord. Okay? We need to fear the Lord, and that's the message that we want to leave you with. And Suzanne, we got about 20 seconds here. Why don't you tell people where they can find out more about you and what you're doing there with Lynn as well?
Oh, yes. You can always find me on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Media. I'm at brightion.com. I have a channel called Hammer It Out. I am also one half of the Liberty Bells with Lynn Taylor, and we have been exposing some documents that are coming out of how these world governments are going to engage in mind control over you, your children, cradle to grave.
Okay.
Put you right in a box.
All right. Thanks a lot, Suzanne. We appreciate you guys. We got to go. Catch us 8 a.m. in the morning. Same place, same channel. Casey and Ronnie live from Winston Churchill's house. See ya.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.